But the promise he believed in was eventually fulfilled. Now, go back to verse 6. The righteousness which is of faith is this, on this wise. Don't say in your heart, who's going to go up to heaven? You know, to bring Christ back. Let's bring the revelation down. Bring Messiah to us. Or who shall descend into the deep? These are quotations from Leviticus. No, I'm sorry. That's verse 5 about Moses. Moses saith in Leviticus 5, the man that doeth these things shall live by them. But this is quoted from Deuteronomy 30, verses 12 through 14. Who shall ascend into heaven? You know, the word is near you. Because this is what faith does. God, as I was saying in previous chapter, he implants things in you by grace. By the Spirit of God, he gives you things that enable you to fulfill the word of God. Whereas the law was set up so that you have to do stuff. There's things you have to do. Here's your list. Do them, and you will live. No. The righteousness of faith is like, you don't have to go up to heaven or go down to the bottom of the sea to find the truth or to find righteousness or to obtain things from God. You don't have to go, you know, that's the idea. Like, we have to go up to heaven and get Jesus to come back so we can know the truth. Or we bring up Christ from the dead so we can know, so we can obtain, so he can intercede for us. The word is nigh at hand. It's near. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is what comes of faith. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if... Now here's the Romans 10 wrote, as they say. They love this verse. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And they want to stop there. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. See, you believe under righteousness. But like I said, don't stop believing. Don't turn aside from the path you began on. Like, what if Abraham, like when God first came to him and said, you're going to have a son. He believed it then. I don't think Abraham's a good example because it doesn't go anywhere. Because the child came, right? Would he stop believing then? But let's say that Sarah didn't conceive right away. And he stopped believing that the child was going to come. That's not faith. Right? And that's, I would say, people's faith is they haven't believed in the fullness of the promises of God and of the gospel that Jesus Christ has declared. Because the grace of God is here to teach us something. It's supposed to teach us that we should deny ungodly lust and worldliness. Or ungodliness and worldly lust. And we should live righteously, godly, and soberly in this present world. That the grace of God, that's what it's supposed to be leading to us. Let grace reign through righteousness, right? And believing will bring about righteousness. This is what Paul's been teaching the whole time. And this verse is really no different. But the problem is people, they take this verse out of context, verse 9, and they'll say, see, believing in itself is righteousness. And it is. Because it says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. But they don't understand. See, Paul, it wasn't finished there. And he could say, and that's it, and there's nothing more. See, no, though, that's what those preachers say. But what the scriptures say is that he went on. You know, it says, how shall we yield ourselves to sin, etc., etc., etc. And it says, if you do these things, that's the promise, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. So you've got to believe, oh, then I'm not going to ever do those things because I'm going to inherit the kingdom of God. You've got to go from faith to faith, not from faith to unbelief, which is a lot of times the way people go. Well, I don't believe that. I believe that. I believe that I will be saved, but I don't believe that. Mm-mm. That is, now you failed. You don't... Because, you know, here's the thing. Because faith is a gift. What you failed at is you failed to exhibit faith that comes from God. Because faith from God does believe these things. It believes all these things. Faith from God leads you to righteousness. The faith that is otherwise that is from within you and all that, it's like, it's not the faith of him. It's not the faith of God. The faith that he teaches, the faith that we receive from the apostles. Verse 11. For the scripture saith, you know, mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, we must believe. Right? And then we will follow. Continue believing. It's like when Jesus asked the rich young ruler, he said, oh, you know, what must I do to be saved? He's like, I've done all these things. Well, then sell what you have and follow me. Oh, can't do that. Faith failed him because he did not have faith. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Oh, the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And you will not. If you believe on the promises of God, as they have been declared by the Apostle Paul, if you believe that you will, you know, if you believe that things that we've been learning, you know, that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes us free from the law of sin and death, so that we no longer are trapped in these laws of mind and members and sin and all that, and that the flesh, if you can believe that to be, you know, that spiritually minded is life and peace, and that if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, and the spirit is life because of righteousness. If you can follow the teachings, you will never be ashamed. If you not just you don't have to, you know, the thing is, God gives it to you. He will give you the ability to fulfill His word. But you must believe that he's going to give it. It's like Abraham didn't faint because he was old. Some people would say, well, he's too old to have children. And you could say of me, he was too ungodly to ever become like Christ. Right? But Abraham did not faint. See, when I looked at myself, when it was declared to me that I had to be righteous, I didn't look at myself and say, I'm too unrighteous. I can't be righteous. I said, yes, then God, give it to me. For there's no difference. And if you believe, you will not be ashamed. Because he's going to stand by his promise to those whom he has given faith. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call? And remember, the whole point, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. What he's saying is, it's like you don't have to be that seed.